Going into the game, right, yeah, there were two things. Palace dropped points, so I was like, all right, cool. We're safe. We're calm, isn't it? We're calm, isn't it?
We're calm. Go on. Exactly.
And then two, I was not already looking at Southampton. I was like, all right, cool. That's the game we've got to win.
Are you hearing the team that you're saying?
I know. I know where we are, all right? I'm not delusional. I mean, I'm delusional, but I'm not that delusional.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Another day, another donor, another week of the beautiful game has unfolded and been written into the blood clot history books. But it's a bad one for me, I can't lie, man. I'm a bit upset. But I'm transferring the energy into the pod.
Why is it a bad one for you, bro?
Who are ya?
We'll get into it, guys, mate.
Who are ya?
Look at this guy. He's got I like this Arsenal
team. So everything's good.
Yeah, yeah. A fair weekend today. Everyone's a winner, I guess.
Everybody get a draw, man.
Everyone is a winner. But guys, I don't know. This is a great occasion for the Bench Podcast. We've got a full squad. Top five.
The man, you can
Top five.
I feel like this is a...
New year.
Alright, guys, I need to see if you are on this podcast. Guys, talk for me.
Might check 1-2 to the 2 to the 1 to the 2. Might check 1-2-2-2-1.
1-2-2-3.
3-4-5-6.
We're back, baby.
Anyone got any resolutions?
Ooh. Cloth.
No, you know.
Resolutions?
Pray more.
Consistent, man.
Alhamdulillah.
I hear it.
I need to get close to God this year,
I hear
a lot of things. Not just like, obviously, what you're doing and everything.
Just generally life consistency, man. Consistency is key.
I went to church, man, for the first time on New Year's.
How was that?
Church. It was enlightening, man.
Preach.
Can't lie.
Okay.
By the way, guys, this is not a football podcast today.
No, man.
This is confessions today.
We're getting deep with it.
These are my confessions.
Yeah. The confessions podcast, man.
Can't lie. It was amazing, man.
Hallelujah.
City of worship, London, whatever it was. It was amazing. But my name...
What area was that, by the way?
It was in Brentford, but they do it in West. So they do it in Greenford every Sunday. But they hired out like a... What they call them in hotels?
Like a banqueting hall.
Yeah. And they hold the service there, man. It was really nice. Can't lie, it was amazing. I left there thinking, like, gee, man, let's go, baby.
Yeah,
let's go.
Empowered. That's lit, man.
No, I did. I actually did. But today, I did not feel empowered because Liverpool played
no
today.
Power.
A couple big games. Well, not a couple big games today, but a big game today. Liverpool versus Man United. Proper heritage in the football calendar in this country. And can't lie, man. Them, the whole build up. Charles here all this morning. 5-1.
Yeah, 100%.
Scouts in the 7-0.
Drillings.
Man, talking about names.
Is it another 5-1?
They're all saying that.
And the funny thing was, the 5-1s was realistic. Everyone was like, it could be 5-1.
I thought, man, that wouldn't get... We'll get tucked into sleep still.
Yeah, you know?
That's what everyone thinks, isn't it?
Given how they've been the last couple of games, the Newcastle game, the last one as well, I was thinking, it could get dark.
Yeah,
Liverpool's top of the league now.
I did think that, man. And then obviously the game ends 2-2. And it was actually, from a neutral perspective, it was a great game to watch.
I enjoyed it as a neutral, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Guys, you might have to raise your mic, you know, because I feel like the people can't hear you, bruv.
It keeps dropping down. Pause. It won't stay up.
Let's go, two two draw as it for the neutrals and Gaz, it was a great game to watch.
Desmond,
but man, I don't know, from where do we start here, man? Where do we unpick this? Because I feel like there's immense positives for Manchester United to take away from this game, and there's a lot of negatives to take away from Liverpool.
I don't know if there's negatives like that.
There's a big one.
There is one, but
let's start with the greatest right back of all time. Come on, let's talk about
Trent.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to Real Madrid anyway.
66.
Doesn't matter. But
lad.
Okay, let's start there then. As the game was unfolding, man, I think it was becoming more and more evident that Trent was having a very, very bad game. And I think one of the signs of that, what we were saying, Mandem, is when Dalot showed him no respect, and Dalot was willing to go at him and try and beat him.
Skip past him that first time.
I think importantly, it was within the first 5 minutes of the game, which was a huge tone setter, because from there, United pinpointed their attacks towards that side of the pitch.
Yeah, facts.
And overloaded that side continuously, and Trent was unable to sort of defend his areas. I think less so, 1v1, him getting beaten, like, isn't that surprising to me.
Yeah.
But like, his spatial awareness today was very, very bad. Yeah, and I think as the game went on, it also impacted him going forward, impacted him on the ball. There was like a counter-attack you lot had, which we discussed, right?
Yeah.
Where you lot were transitioning. And he was ball carrying. And I was like, bro, one, I've never seen you ball carry.
Bro, you know, I feel like it's like an instance where he was trying to gain his confidence in that moment. Yeah. Not now, bro.
Do the basics.
Yeah. When you, I feel like when you lose your confidence, obviously, man, we all play ball. Yeah. When you kind of lose your basics. Confidence, you reset, right?
Yeah.
You just little.
Get my 5-yard pass correct, man.
For real.
Yeah, but he wanted to carry it.
But why is he bereft of confidence? He's Trent Alexander-Arnold, fam. He's 66.
I don't know, man. I think today was.
What's the lack of confidence
just
about?
Just one of them days.
Is it the off the field stuff? The occasion as well. Maybe it's a bad timing with the occasion and his off the field stuff going on with the contracts and that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him.
Do you think that really affects them?
I think so.
Yeah, what?
No, but like, deep
end of the day, it's your future.
I feel like he's made his decision. Like, I feel like he knows he wants to leave, and that's what he's gonna do. So, like, why is that affecting him?
He might have, but you know, there's noise that comes with that as well.
Because the other two, maybe they're still like fighting for a contract. So, to a degree, I could hear that they're waiting on the peas. I feel like he's like, yeah, I'm going.
But
done it.
To be fair, there have been like the little murmurs of like. Aside from the contract stuff, it's like the fans and some of the fans saying certain things about him, about his family, making like Gerrard-esque threats, if you like, which would impact anyone. Yeah.
It's moments like this why I know I'd never became a footballer, other than not being good enough. But like,
other than my knee injury.
Because, listen, you think if I played for my boyhood club, I'd won everything. I get paid that much a week, I would care what man would tell me that, you'd be in a rut. Okay?
It's difficult, man. That game is all in your head. Part of it is all in your head. All of the on-the-pitch stuff, like, cool, like that should handle itself on the pitch. But like all of this other stuff, it's a mental battle, man. It's your future we talk about, these contracts. If you're going to move club, you're going to up and leave your boyhood club. It's a lot of factors, bro.
But like, we're acting as if it's something like... Like drastic almost.
Drastic. It's a top player. We're not talking about some scrub,
what,
you know.
What I'm saying is, it's not like, I think Paul Merson hit the nail on the head about this. Mm. It's not like he needs, like he can't get a contract. He's going to get a contract either at the biggest club in the world or Liverpool.
Yeah.
So that's the end of this.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know.
I think logistically and financially, it's not a mad decision. Yeah. But I think it's the sentiment and the emotional decision.
It's his club,
Liverpool, man.
It's the emotion from certain aspects of the Liverpool fan base who have gone to like a bit of an extreme with like the threats and like threatening his brothers and calling his brothers out for being greedy and shit.
That's crazy as well.
A man hasn't said a word.
He hasn't even gone.
Man hasn't said a word.
David Ornstein? He did one tweet that said Madrid have made an interest or made a bid.
And everyone, that's
and they've turned on him. It's like, well,
trust. He's gone.
No one's bigger than the club.
You know, like Gerrard, are you? Fuck
it. They turn quickly, you know?
Yeah.
All of that must have got in his head.
But also, to be fair, like, after he got skinned, I just think he just had a really bad game. I wouldn't say it's now going to impact him for like... Liverpool's games going forward. Sometimes footballers can just have really bad games.
Yeah.
And he had one of them today.
He really did, man.
It's the occasion, man. It's the wrong team to play.
I generally think it was the occasion, man. I feel like because all that kind of was bubbling up in the background, and obviously I know play, like we're saying, isn't it? Players doing what sometimes it does fit and sometimes it doesn't. Because I've noticed as well today, Curtis Jones had a bad game as well, and it's the two local lads, the most emotionally invested in the game.
You got that joint circled at the start of the season.
I think that it got, like you said, in the first 5 minutes, you got to have a good first 5 minutes. And then if you're getting cooked by Dalot in the first 5 minutes, and obviously
Dalot playing left
and
back,
then if you deep it as well, if you open like the emotional doors, cool. Everyone already questions your defending. They already question if you can defend one on one, and then you're getting spun in a massive game.
And then you're getting targeted.
And
to double up on that, Salah's not offering him any support.
In that
regard, like Salah's not tracking back in that instance like that.
To touch on your point though about the mining and whatnot.
Yeah,
I did actually see a tweet like off that like the Madrid interest that you said, where someone was like, "Rah." So he cost us that game, and he's going to join them.
Yeah.
So like, I can imagine, didn't it? Like, because you're deep in. Like,
now they're going to turn in.
You
can't beat him, join them.
But what was concerning as well, though, is like, as the game went on, his defensive liabilities also impacted him going forward.
Exactly,
he was making bad decisions for the counter-attack, for example.
Yeah.
The pass that he tried to make to Salah for United's second goal,
I think it was.
First goal. First goal's Martinez. He plays it out and Salah. And
was he at fault for both goals?
Yeah, and Martinez. Well, I was talking to was it you or talking to you right after it? Yeah. So he plays it out. That I don't actually think is that bad because that Martinez intercepts it. It's what happens right after the ball then comes back to Bruno. And in that
gets played in behind
four
him,
of them four but, of them just let him waltz into the middle and reverse it.
That's not what happened, bro.
He walked past Sad, Trent
but,
first
no, but he walks past Trent, but the others, they at least attempt, even though they don't get, they attempt to tackle Trent. In that whole thing, gives the ball away, has a second opportunity and just walks.
I'm trying to wrap my brain on that first one.
So like he passes it out.
Yeah.
And then Martinez
gets a nosebleed.
And then Martinez makes a run behind
him. No. He then plays it back to the same spot to Bruno. And
gives
Bruno,
it to Bruno.
Bruno holds it. Yeah. And then Bruno walks past him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there's four.
That's what you're saying.
Bruno,
he walks into a little spot where there's four men around him.
Fam, his head's gone, fam. He said, I'll just give the fucking ball away, mate.
One little reverse ball, four men out of the game. And
before the reverse,
Martinez can just rattle it.
Before the reverse, top corner. Before the reverse ball, he plays it to someone else first, and Salah tries to close that person down. So even though he doesn't do it, you can see the intent was there to close down.
Yeah.
And then. But Trent, to let him pass that ball, there was no pressure on that ball getting passed. He was like, all right, cool, whatever, innit?
Yeah, it's peak, man. Well, I think that's kind of set the tone for Liverpool. I think we just didn't have a great game. And I wanted to say as well, I was just thinking about it, I feel like psychologically, I think we're still in that space where we need to go into games sometimes being the underdog. I feel like that's just like our...
Hear me out.
I'm not saying like we are the underdog or whatever. I feel like we thrive more as a team when we go into games, in big games, like, well, okay, cool, we have something to prove. 9 times out of 10 when it comes to, okay, we need to go and slap a team, we're better than them, and it's a big game, what happens today? The
how many other instances do you think there have been of that though?
I think there has.
You've
been
slapped United countless times over the years. I've seen you slap up Arsenal until like the new revival of Arsenal.
Bro, you gave Ollie the sack.
I do, but
I do get your point though. I do get what you mean.
In those games, I would say it's not been as clear as like, yo, we're gonna give them 5-1 today. We're gonna give them 7-0 today. We're gonna give them 4-1 today. No one's ever gone to a Man United game and said we're gonna give them 7-0.
One thing I will say,
the only thing, yeah, but we were going like, yo, he's going to get wrecked today, and you might finish the game in 40 minutes.
I understand. We've gone into games being like, yeah, we're gonna win the game. We're gonna beat you. But people were saying we're gonna go win 5-1.
I think today was one of those games. I think today everyone was thinking, yo, it's going to be ugly today, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that works for us sometimes, because I feel like sometimes we need to go into games.
You have to own that,
mate. That's a problem.
But with that situation, you need to have like, I think like a team like City, you need like highly creative technical footballers. Yeah. And I don't think that's Liverpool per se. Like, I know, I would say Trent is creative, and I'd say Curtis Jones is a tidy technical footballer, and Gravenberch he was so good today. But I don't see you lot as like a very creative side. I think you're a very good attacking side, but being creative is like a different thing for me. And I think that's where maybe today, because you needed to break us down. And physically, I think we United outdid you in that regard today.
It's weird, by the way, because usually physically we're getting rolled through.
I think as well, it's interesting what you say about like us being creative. I feel like one of the observations we made is we broke the lines a lot, but as soon as we broke the lines and we were faced by your defence,
Ugarte was there.
That's it.
Ugarte, it's
like
Maguire.
The whole back five was there to just like challenge it as well.
Right, so United.
Back three,
it looked like a back five to me.
Everyone's telling his tactics.
It's back five, isn't it? Defending.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It was battered down the hatches. I don't think that Liverpool was clinical as they should have been today.
No, not at all.
I feel like you did get into enough situations and have enough chances to be able to win the game. I remember the McAllister half volley on the bounce. I remember the one, the Gakpo one. There was the one that got squared to Diaz. Salah had a little opportunity where he cut in and could have wrapped it top corner. I think Liverpool had chances and got into situations. I just don't think that they were as clinical today as they have been all season, fam.
Yeah, it's true.
Man, top scorers in the league, fam.
But that's where I think where those chances come. I think I've seen in other games where we've had those chances and then they keep coming and then they keep coming and then they keep coming. That's where I feel like psychologically today, that's where we lost the edge, because they didn't keep coming. And then I think that's where we started looking a bit more shaky. The balls into feet started being a bit more, too much power on them.
Like, and Trent knocked one left foot into Salah. I was like, what did you want him to do with that?
All the stuff.
Not easy, is it? I'm an Arsenal fam. Us, man, we face low block every week, fam, and it looks janky sometimes when it ain't.
But we face it every week.
Do that, bro. We weren't having the Lobot the entire game.
But that's the way you did it.
No, you weren't, but there were points.
Obviously, there were points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anfield, where you've been penned in. So that's all I'm saying.
But I think that's what you lot failed to do, though, was keep us penned in.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying psychologically. I think where our confidence started to drain. What do you man say to me? Where's Anfield? I can't hear Anfield. That's what I'm trying to say. Like psychologically, we weren't like, all right, cool. We're just gonna go slap these man because it's a big game. Because you guys are, whether you're shit or not, you're Man United. Yeah. It's a big occasion. That's where sometimes I feel like we need to be like, oh, right, we've got something to prove. But because today the emphasis was so on us to just go and slap you, man. When it didn't come, all of a sudden we go, oh, hang on a minute.
So the United aura got you into the game.
Bro. It's a big game. No, that's what I'm saying. If anything, it's a compliment.
I told you, man. It's still there.
It's a compliment.
The United aura.
It's a compliment, bro. It's a big game, whether we want to admit it or not.
Aura is the worst word to come out of football Twitter.
That's nice, man.
And that's what I think. I
hate it, but I'm about to start using it.
I think the occasion got to us.
It's so lit. It's so lit. It's so lit.
I think the occasion got to us, man. And you guys came into the game, you had nothing to lose. You guys could, and this is the difference. When you guys have got nothing to lose, you can start playing one touch and you can start playing around the corner and giving it, because if you lose the game, who gives a fuck?
Like, we're supposed to lose.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro,
Who cares, bro?
Going into the game, right, yeah, there were two things. Palace dropped points, so I was like, all right, cool.
You're safe.
We're calm, isn't it? We're calm, isn't it?
Go on. Exactly.
And then two, I was not already looking at Southampton. I was like, cool. That's the game we've got to win.
Are you hearing the team that you're saying?
I know where we are, all right? I'm not delusional. I mean, I'm delusional about that delusional.
I've got a question for the United boys.
United boy.
Guys, lean your mic a bit more towards.
Hey. If you can. I said what I said. Question, boys. Yeah. Did you see anything from United's performance today that is anything different to what you've been seeing from Amorim since he's taken over?
Can you hold it? Do you know what? I would say that each game, right, yeah, I've seen us be tidy at the back.
Yeah, because you know what's popping it today.
Yeah, but I've seen that our problem has always been when we get more into the final third or just before the final third, we can't really make those passes. Like the ball won't stick to our striker, or our tens would lose the ball, or the wide players keep playing it back.
Right.
There seem to be a lot more better combinations. Prior to like the box, before to keep Liverpool pen back.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty good as well. There was still a lack of creativity because
the final ball was
I think even bar the chance from Ahmad.
Yeah.
The two goals. Yeah, and the two goals themselves, there was really nothing that was like cut through.
Yeah.
Obviously at the end, the Maguire, which is offside maybe. Yeah. That's like back and forth in there, man, just flicking the ball like down the pitch to see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are things that other things though.
We're having a nightmare over here, lads.
That's why I'm trying to keep it going.
Yeah, yeah, it's close from you. I can't lie.
I'm trying to keep it going.
Man's doing the full time.
Yeah. I'm pointing to the ball, Bears.
The mic's not a problem. It's just how far away it is.
I'm with you.
I'll lean forward.
I'm asking where the player is. I'm holding the ball in the middle of it. I'm like, yo, someone come to
shoot. Someone come dripping the shoulder.
But yeah, what I do want to say is I've seen us play like that quite a lot, and I've always put it down to personnel. So like Gallo would always cut back in every one of the games, and I know the United fans were giving pelters, understandably so, but I'd be like, yo, that's a right back playing left wing back, he can't do that. Obviously today was the one player for some reason that he could beat one on one for it to work a bit more. I still don't like the Bruno in the 10. I know he had a good game today.
I think that falls into what I'm saying.
I prefer like a ball carrier. Hoyland, he's been dreadful. So, like nothing.
Apology accepted.
Nothing's been sticking there. Defensively, I'm calm.
The shape was nice, bro.
I would still make a change with Martinez. I would want a left-footed, stronger, taller player there. But other than that,
United, as much as you say they restricted Liverpool still had at least 3 to 4 like chances where you say, right, you could have like if McAllister scores that early, the game's
different.
But Liverpool are always going to have Gakpo as well. Against us as well. We're in a poor state. We're not going to go to Anfield and they're not going to have a chance.
I'm not saying that they didn't defend well, because I think they did, and I think like as much as I'm not a fan of him, Ugarte was like a big part of that. But Liverpool, that game could have been completely different had Gakpo and McAllister scored.
But then I can say the same thing about Ahmad.
But that's why I think we lost the game.
Even if Ahmad scores, come on, bro.
No, listen.
And you guys went 1-0 up as well.
I think they edged it, but they didn't, like, what's the word? We weren't hanging on.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
So because we weren't hanging on, right, yeah, you're always in it then, innit? Yeah. Whereas if we were hanging on and it ends like that, I'm like, yeah, we got battered up, we got away with the result. Whereas I left that going, that's fair.
I just want to say Ryan Gravenberch, man of the match.
Yeah, he was class, man. He's very good. He was one of the only
He's had a really good season.
It didn't affect him. I feel like he
came he's the only one.
I played, bro.
And played to his level.
I think Kobe had a good game.
Yeah, Kobe was decent. Kobe was decent.
I think McAllister had a good game as well.
Virgil was good. Yeah. It just had to cover for Trent. Yeah, and that's what led to the second goal.
You see how many times that cut to this nigga was shaking his head.
Yeah, Virgil was pissed.
Yeah.
You saying he's going to punch up Trent in the changing room?
He was literally going to crack his goal. Yeah.
As well, when you saw the way, I don't know if you man saw or noticed at the end of the game when they do like the shots of like everyone walking off the pitch.
Yeah.
Do you see Trent's head was down the whole time? Bro. He knew he had a stinker, man.
It was bad.
And even he was giving the ball away. He was giving like, even like when we were like trying to build up and do combos, he was giving those balls away. He was giving
overhitting
like,
passes.
Easy ones.
The basics that you'd expect for him to be really good at.
If that was Sunday, Saturday league, the other team would be like, yo, he's miles off
it. You remember that?
On his touch.
Yeah. On it. Big man team.
You know his touch. I troll Bears, but that's fully the worst performance I've seen him this year.
Yeah, that's the worst I've seen. That's the worst I've seen this season. There was a stat, yeah, Jengi, on the first of the first half, and you could see the sides where like Man United were attacking. You know, there's a percentage like
58%. 58.
The warm.
It was 58%. 58, bro. Man United were attacking down that side.
If the warm thing would have been red, it would have been nice, deep red. Yeah.
Obviously, there's the whole situation off the pitch with you know his contract negotiations and how that's ongoing, how the fans are taking it. Do you think this performance today will add to that drama going forward?
That's what I'm going
to
say.
I hope not. I feel like he's got a bit more pride in to not just to like put this down and be like, whatever, I'm going anyway.
He'll probably like smack one in top corner next
time. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, he needs to respond. He'll do this. But I hope it's like a transfer to fucking bounce back.
With his heart in this.
My fixes the corners, you know. But yeah, man. Well, Man United, man. Let's talk about you guys. We'll get back.
Do we have to?
Of course.
14th to 13th.
Man. Sorry, bro.
You know what's weird?
They're gonna end up there.
It's actually flipped. It used to be the other way around. I used to never want to go to Man United, but now,
man, this was a. It's a good. Well, I said to you actually, kids, before we started, this is a good platform for you, man, to build off. And you said,
"We're not gonna though. We're not.
They got Emirates next.
We're not gonna. Listen, I mean,
if you do two back-to-back performances away at Anfield and away at Emirates,
look, I'm already sold on the manager. Like, I already think this is the one. Mm. I mean, I said, oh, yeah, but like, I actually only think it's still the one.
You say about all of them, isn't it?
It's about whether we recruit right now. It's about whether we recruit right now, isn't it?
I love her. Yeah. She's the one, I love her.
She's the one, mum. She's the one, I swear.
Then she goes to...
It's all about recruitment now, isn't it? Like, I think...
For real.
I think we have to, like, shift a lot of players out.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we have to do first as well. I think we're a bit, like, fucked in the sense of, like, FFP.
Mm.
So, like... We have to kind of push Marcus out. We have to get Casemiro gone. His wages gone.
Apparently, they're saying that Garnacho and Mainu aren't untouchable, which wasn't the case a few months ago. They were untouchable, and now they're not untouchable.
I promise you, though, Mainu was going nowhere. Like, he's going nowhere. Garnacho.
I can't say what I've heard, but I'll talk to you lot after the pod.
Look, but he's a homegrown player. No, you might need peace.
No, but hatred aside, right? Yeah.
I will take him.
Garnacho, you make him.
We got Martinelli. We don't need two of them.
Do you want to swap, bro?
The man, they're twins, but it's the same thing, bro.
Give it to him now, bro. Nah, but out of the two, obviously, I'd shift, would you call it, Garnacho and whatnot. And technically, it counts as an academy player, no?
I believe so.
So, yeah, that'd be good piece as well.
Pure profit.
Saying pretty ALI, pure profit.
But I think that a lot has to happen to the squad for me to be at a space where I'll feel comfortable having back-to-back results and whatnot. Yeah. So I'll know United can go into games now losing it, but then I know that this can come out any time.
Yeah.
But it's going to depend. Bear in mind, that team we picked... I would say
it's the first time you guys have stuck with a back five or back three, whatever you want to
call it. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is like personnel wise, I think
as in today.
Yeah, I think bar Martinez, that's what with the current players that I would go with week in, week out, but we can't because obviously we have to keep rotating the squad and whatnot. If we didn't have the rotate squad and I could see that team week in, week out without injuries, without fatigue, I think we'd do a lot better. But it's one of them ones where if we were to lose Ugarte, that thing falls down. if we were to lose Maguire, that thing falls down. If we lose Morris Wright, it's things like that, innit? There's not enough like cover positions.
Yeah, I'd have to check the match report and see who got a yellow card, see if anyone gets suspended. But I think that's going to be the next game. The same team that you play in the next game. You got Arsenal next.
Yeah,
game,
I think
you got Carabao in the weekend.
I'd expect you men to beat us, but I think we'd give you a good game.
That sounds like when you just started five side league and you're like, what? You guys, how long have you been playing this league? No, go, yeah, we'll give you a good game.
That's a cheeky question to ask.
it's like the Emirates game we had.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be.
We'll give you a good game, though.
I think it's gonna be the exact same.
I do think that game is 50-50, though.
I think it's more in your favour.
I think it's 50-50.
Well, have you seen our striker?
Maybe 60-40.
Do you, man?
But you lot have got.
Oh no, yeah.
You've got something in that game potentially. Because we've got the semi final as well. We've got another game midweek.
I don't expect that to go there and get slapped, but I expect it to go exactly the same way the game in the Prem went. Where I'd get a bit confident and be like, oh, maybe we could do something here.
Yeah.
Ready? Quick corner.
Yeah,
and then we're like, all right. But then again, there's no Saka, so, you know.
Yeah, guys, what are your thoughts, bro? I know you hate Man United at the moment, but did you draw any positives from this performance today?
Yeah, it didn't get bad.
We didn't get bad. That's the headline.
didn't get bad, had some kind of defensive shape. I think when you compare it to the game against Newcastle on Wednesday or Tuesday,
yeah,
where there were so many sort of gaps in midfield, and Newcastle could have easily gone like 4-5-0 up.
Yeah.
And they were able to physically dominate our midfield, which Amorim said he got wrong. He said he shouldn't have played. Essentially, he insinuated that he shouldn't have played Casemiro and Eriksen Joe Linton is a thug. Yeah. Tonali is a thug. Gimenez is a thug. They fugged
them. They're all techie thugs as well.
Yeah. Well, Joe Linton a bit less so, but yeah, they're technically very like solid midfield as well as physically like strong in it. So,
ready? PMP. That's what you say. That's what he said. That's what it is. That's what we need.
Pushing PMP.
That's what we need, bro. That's
Tominay, innit?
Literally, not that. Literally, on our board, when we're analysing what kind of player we need, that has to be the number one requirement.
McTominay, the number one requirement.
But I'm greedy. My player, you need to be technically good as well.
Oh, like, yeah, no. Mm. I want everything, guys, but I've deep.
I deserve it.
I deserve it. That's the title of the episode. I deserve it all.
But I've deeped it.
He said it was such passion.
I deserve it. Oh.
I've deeped it. In this league, I got to pick one. I'm taking that, bro.
Taking the PMP.
Yeah.
But we don't even have technically good footballers either, so it's a struggle.
Bruno.
With
Bruno.
He's technically erratic. I'm sorry. He's not technically good.
He was quality, erratic today,
madam, let's unpick his performance today. Like,
quality.
Today he was good. Next week he won't be.
Exactly.
Literally simple as that.
I'm not here next week. But this week, one thing I will say though,
under Amorim, I think Amorim's told him like, yo, big man, that hero ball thing, yo, less than that.
He still does it though.
Very little though. He does it.
The same, Ten Hag first season, he did less of it, and then he came back banging off next season.
That combo you just had there, it didn't cut at less of that. It said Bruno said, "Oh please, do a little bit, man. Let me get a little bit off, man. Please, man." It didn't just go, "Yo,
Bruno deserves." He thinks he deserves it all.
Trust me. You got greedy man everywhere, fam.
So you know, it was definitely a better performance than the Newcastle game, better than the Forest game. Where else did they get battered recently? It's better than Spurs.
Nottingham Forest.
But it was an improvement. I just think United need to sort of get this Rashford situation sorted. Let him go.
Oh, what's your opinion on that? Yeah, you're gonna let him go.
What's my opinion on Rashford?
Yeah, on like, what's your personal opinion? Like, what would you want to happen?
If he were to go, where would you allow Rashford to go to?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Whoever's got the money.
Apparently he turned down three.
This is a rumor, but apparently he turned down three offers from Saudi clubs. I don't know how true that is.
That man loves the club, innit? He can't go there.
Yeah, but
So you sent him to Rashford club, yeah? Arsenal.
Would you take him?
I'll take Rashi, you know. I'll take Rashi.
You take a chance on him?
Yeah, I'll take a chance.
Me personally, I'd send him to Arsenal.
I'll take Rashi though.
I wouldn't send to Liverpool.
Said that.
Liverpool.
I wouldn't send to him because I think he'd suit the way you man play ball wears.
Yeah, he'd cut it.
What, Salah?
Yeah. Like all that space trending over the ball. I think with you, man, you're fine in games where when there's a low block, you're gonna shine at Martinelli. Let me show you his brother. Let me show you that real quick.
Nah, trust me, we'll get the Rashi that told Mbappe to chill out.
Yeah, put his head on his head.
Young boy, man.
That picks on me, dreams, man. For years I ran that propaganda.
But back to this convo, because I feel like the two Man United fans.
How do you feel about the Rashford seat?
Wait, so, no, we both want him to go.
You both want him to go, yeah?
Bro!
Swear!
I will help him leave. I'll pack his bags for
true,
him.
True. I don't. I won't speak on him in that manner. But I do get where you're coming from. I do get the frustration. I think, like, when we discuss Rashford, it has to be like a holistic conversation, because there's varying parts of this. There's obviously what we know of him in terms of some of the issues in the recent years, in terms of the drinking, going out to bars. His performances on the pitch have also been impacted. Performances in training. There's been some other off the field stuff, which, yeah,
antics.
Anyway. Antics, yeah. So there's that stuff. And we're aware of that. But I also do think he's judged differently compared to his peers. I'm not going to do the sympathy thing, because at the end of the day, he's still a Premier League footballer who should perform, and he gets paid to do his job, right? But there is another aspect to this, where like the social media thing and the media, where there's a lot of scrutiny on him. And we know why. It's because he's a young black man. Mm. And because recently he's changed the way he dresses. He's a lot more flamboyant, chains, going out to New York. They don't like that.
He's playing for Man United.
So it's a conversation. There's various aspects to this conversation. At the end of the day, though, he should go.
Yeah.
For his sake, I think he'll benefit. I think he'll benefit from being away from the chaos of Man United. And I think Man United will benefit from parting ways, because one, pure profit, FSP, what was it? Was it? FFP. So they'll get full
PSR,
all of that bullshit.
PGMOL.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Everything. Bro.
Jarring. Anyway, we'll get full profit from him, and hopefully be able to invest that, as well as get rid of the 350
that's the main
wages,
concern,
whatever.
Yeah. The
so
ridiculous wages.
I think both benefit in the end.
At the time, though, a quick question about the wages. At the time, do you think he earned that contract?
No.
You don't think he earned that contract?
No, I thought
at the time when he was given that contract. Do you think he earned that contract?
I think
I don't think you can earn a contract based on one season.
Yeah,
or based on the one season on, one season off, one season on, one season off.
I think what happened was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think maybe because his deal was coming up towards its end.
It was.
It became a situation of, now's the renewal, innit?
Yeah.
And because he played so well, they gave
he's
him
having
the
season of his life.
They gave him the bumper deal
and assumed that he would elevate. Yeah. Assumed he would elevate from there,
but. I think
so. They put their chips on him, basically.
Yeah.
Forecasting. Forecasting.
Yeah. Our club.
Everything on Rashi. Yeah.
Everything on black, innit?
Everything on 10.
And then on their knees.
Everything on black 10. Yeah.
But our club is notorious for just not being run.
Mad contracts
and like stupid decisions, innit? Yeah. So, like.
Mason Mount is chopping some good peas, man.
Exactly.
Flipping. No.
That's just.
Like 250
but he's played like 3 games.
Once. Madness.
That's class.
That last bit that you said, his agent. That last bit that you said, I'm on board with all of that in the fact that, or in the manner that it's best for all parties if he leaves, makes a move and goes somewhere else. I just don't know where.
The one thing I don't understand, though,
PSG?
Is
I heard Barcelona.
Maybe
they can't afford to sign up anybody. Yeah.
They're giving it, bro. They're selling the VIP boxes, fam.
Yeah. Also,
Barcelona just to keep Olmo and who's the other player?
I don't get this. Okay, two players. I think this is just me, by the way. So, like, maybe it's an age thing, or we're about the same age. So maybe you could talk more as well.
God damn.
No. I didn't even mean it like that. Like, because there's this big sentiment that I think the younger generation have attached to Rashford that I just don't get.
You got deep though. When they were young, he would have been like their guy.
The way that like the younger generation talk about him,
mm-hmm.
they talk about him like he's the guy. I've never seen him as.
He's never been. He's never been the guy.
But like, there's this whole thing, and again, I'm chronically on Twitter, and it's like I'm in the.
I don't know if you want to admit that.
I am.
Go on.
You almost annoyed that you watched the game today.
I fully was. I think it's no me. Yeah. I was pissed off.
Go on.
They seem to be like it's split in a sense of like. Those of us that are older are kind of like, not to say like on my side, but like they're more indifferent in terms of, all right, cool, it is what it is, move them on. Whereas the younger lot are almost like, what, we're letting go of Rashford? I can't believe this and all of that.
I get that though. I feel like if we were
by default, he's the guy.
Yeah, when we were in school, 14, 15, we all had it like,
Torres,
Gerrard, whoever it was, yeah. But I'm saying like, if that was like, we weren't that great, but we had Torres. And Torres had an amazing season.
But brother, I'm not saying that.
No,
age.
Wait. He had that season. He had another season in school, 14, 15. Even younger, even more influence, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was our guy. And really and truly, he had one, two good seasons at Liverpool. By the time he was leaving, I was upset, fam. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of similar to Rashford.
I'm saying it to the people who are more right because...
Like, we can't let him go. That's what I'm saying, about Torres.
I'm saying the age range is more like 22 to 25, and the people are like more content creators as well who are actually.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though.
Content is good at football. So I'm like, I'm wondering why you, man, like, you don't know his flaws. Why is it like.
For the most part, I just don't think Rash has ever been, for the most, because obviously he had that one season. He's never been. I always thought he was a supplementary guy to whoever's your best player.
Exactly.
Or players that are on a similar level. So, like, when he had Greenwood and. Greenwood. I know we can't say that name, but when he had Greenwood, he had Pogba, he had Martial. That's when he was at his best, because he had like players on the same wavelength who could take that weight load off him because he didn't need to be the guy.
Yeah, it's true.
And he was the worst.
But we let's not lie though.
Okay. I think him and Martial could be. You could argue levels.
But they talked about him like he was that guy.
I know technically, I know
we joke about Martial, but there was a bro. You know when Mbappe was coming through, they were calling him the next Martial. There was a point where we ruined Martial.
Martial was my guy, man.
But if Martial went to them, or went to them,
nah, he wouldn't have seen Liverpool. So forget that.
But my point is like that they've got a history of developing players very well still recently. Like no one really goes there that's a hot product and flops.
Yeah, I agree.
They at least get to a good level.
At least keep their stock at a decent
level. Yeah, everyone comes to us and dies. If he went to one of these things, he would have comfortably stayed fit.
Fuck off, mate.
He would have been one of like the best players in the world. Like he would have been.
Where's he playing now?
He's in Greece, man.
Who he play for?
Martial.
Yeah, he's in Greece though.
Nah, but you might know that Martial's cold.
He's a good player.
I'm saying, by default, Rashford is the guy because all them men that were at Man United that were better than him all left, and he's the only one there, and he's the academy.
But there was different circumstances for the different players leaving.
And I think we've got to be honest though. The PR was strong on Rashi. It was huge on him.
With more bit PR, that's Jude. But I've never seen, prior to Jude, I'd never seen PR like this from a player.
Yeah, like, that's what I think. Like, the man now, if he was like the guy when they were in like sixth form and that, a few years on, they're looking at him like, right, this is like the guy that.
The guy, I can't lie, I just, I already discussed like the racism from the fans and the media. I can't excuse how unprofessional he's been in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's very true.
There's too many other situations.
Yeah.
So I can put aside the fact that that's there, the media and the fans and the social media. But I can't excuse the unprofessionalism. So
also, he's just nowhere as good as everyone's making out to be.
Hey, Carragher went on a weak rampage.
Why do we keep talking about Rashford?
But my point is,
why are you talking about Rashford?
Carragher hit the nail on the point. We're talking about him like he's an all star.
I just think he could have been.
I think he's just a good player. That's all I think.
We saying a Bobby Navas.
Am I nervous?
You nervous?
Let's get to that point. Yeah,
is this the beginnings of a blip?
No, I'm not going to panic, man. I think it's one of those games.
It's Man United at home, isn't it?
Man United at home.
It's just one of them.
We should have won the game, 100%. We should have like stuck it on them. We should have been more opposing. We shouldn't have got sucked up and consumed by the occasion so much. And it's bad that like the whole thing about Slot was like we tried to calm it down, but I saw so much signs of like chaos going on in this game today, and I didn't like it.
Got the semi-final against Tottenham in the week.
No, who's your next like team in the Prem?
Next game in the Prem, let me look at.
They got the semi-final against Tottenham in the week.
Yeah, they'll win that. That's top.
We have.
And it's a semi.
Spurs have got no defenders, man.
Could be a bit more chaos.
Forest away.
Wait.
Tough.
What's again?
Tough game.
When will you learn?
Could be a bit more chaos.
If it's Spurs anything, and it's coming towards a cup final, a semi-final, it's going one way.
I don't care for Spurs.
It's going the other team's way.
I'm just saying.
Next game is Forest in the Prem. It's Forest away. So.
That's techie, but you know what? If you drop points then Brentford away, then I panic a little bit.
Yeah, I think those two games are going to be very telling. But yeah, I'm not going to hit the panic button. Yeah, I'm disappointed with the result, obviously, but I'm more disappointed with the performance.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think we played very well today, and I don't think anyone can leave their head held high. Well, a few players can, but not many can. And Trent as well. Oof, I think that's a.
I've asked you this. Are you okay? I mean, I know you don't want no player to leave, but where are you on the?
Bob said Trent is the one out of the three that he don't mind going.
Oh really?
I did say that. Yeah. I already said that. Yeah. I said that. So looks like today.
If I was you,
yeah.
This is the only thing is age.
That's the only thing.
Because he's the youngest of the three. That's the only argument, because I think the other two are just way better than him.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's one of those ones, man. I think it's going to be a very interesting rest of the season for Trent as well, especially after
who's
today's game.
Van Dijk and Salah.
Yeah, because
you could argue that
the big boys.
You could argue that those two, well, one of them, especially with Van Dijk, you could argue, you know, best Prem defender ever. Yeah. Salah, best right winger in the world, has been for however many years.
Yeah,
whereas
sure.
with Trent, there was always an argument to have. They'd be like, but he's not this, he's not that, you know what I'm saying?
And he's still got time to like kind of develop into that. And his story's not finished yet, do you know what I mean? He's only 26, bro. So we'll see how it goes with Mr. Salah. But let's go to our title rivals. I guess Arsenal, they drop in points at Brighton away.
No.
Another tough game for Arsenal. In the first half, great first half.
Yep. Oh, no,
game switched on the penalty, man. Then we were in a shish about earlier and we were having a debate. But let's cut the rest of the nonsense, man. No, actually, no. Let's talk about Nwaeri, man. It was a good goal.
great goal. I heard he's injured. I need to figure out
another one.
I need to hear what the feedback is on that.
The
extent of that injury. But yeah, man, he was good. He was good. If he was fit, then I would have said, right, that's our right wing option. Now that Saka's out for the time being.
Yeah, man.
Well, I think he's probably the most dynamic of the options. But he's injured. So yeah, we've probably got to put Martinelli over there. You know what I mean?
Hey, Charles, you know what I like about him? Mm. I've only seen clips. I haven't watched the full Arsenal game for quite some time because I think you found a bit of form recently, so I stopped watching you.
I hear it.
But like, you know when you can tell somebody just has the confidence to take like the game by the scruff of the neck? Like they'll demand the ball in almost every situation or go and get the ball in every situation. He reminds me of those types of players where he just has that aura. Oh, fuck me. And I was going to say, he has the air of confidence to say, give me the ball and I'm going to make something happen. And
you've offended Kiz, by the way.
Kiz is an aura man still. Kiz is an aura man.
It's a disgusting word. It's
just throw it around. Man, throw it on a seven.
Kiz, you throw words. Kiz, your king throw word around.
I actually did.
Generational to you, man.
I did correct myself, to be fair. And I think he has. I do think he has that confidence. Just give me the ball. I'm going to dribble and make something happen every single time. And I like that.
Only one criticism I'd have of him in that game is after the goal, his intensity and his performance switched off completely. Estupiñán got into him and bullied him a little bit. But yeah, it's an experience thing. I think it's a physicality thing as well, because in and of himself, he looks like a little bit stocky. He looks like he can physically handle himself.
Yeah, he's
but there is certain aspects that he still has to get to in terms of his physicality to
shades of Saka.
To handle men's football now, because, you know what I mean? He's a 16, 17-year-old. I seen him in pre-season in the summer. But remember when I seen him at Boreham Wood?
Yeah, yeah.
Walking past me like, yo, he don't even need to be here type thing. He's a level up. So, yeah, he's got some developing to do. But yeah, I'm liking him. Very 17, bro. Take time with it. I'm happy with the signs, bro. And it's like Gaz is saying... He's got that air of confidence. He looks like he knows he can be here. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I agree.
Give the boy some time. He'll be all right.
Give that boy
some
time.
I deserve it all.
Yeah, I deserve it.
He deserves it all. Man. Obviously, man, and then the second half kicks off. Kind of an even game, to be fair. It looked like it was kind of like leaning towards an Arsenal.
Hey,
Balebon,
golly.
And then the pen changes everything.
I thought he was going to win that game. I'll be so real.
Yeah, no, it looked
that
way.
That game actually frustrated me, that Brighton game.
What did you think of the pen drink? Pen? No pen?
No pen. Yeah, no pen. Of course, I'm gonna say no pen. I'm gonna say pen. No pen.
Contentious one. I'm gonna go. I'm still on the fence a bit. But if it was given against my team, I'd expect a pen. But that's a bit of a cop out answer. I'll be very honest. I'm still on the fence with it, man. I can't lie. I don't know.
So like, the conversation, but the conversation we had was actually really interesting because we tried to break it down, and the conversation was firstly, well, was it a clash of heads or did Saliba head him? Pause, because those are two different things, right? There's a situation where we're both going up for a header and we clash heads. Mm. That's a clash of heads, and then there's another situation where I've headed the ball, the ball's gone, and then you've headed into me.
Yeah,
now, did he have control of the ball to be fouled for a pen to be given? You could argue no, but did a foul occur in the box? Yes, because he was headbutted essentially, not intentionally, not like headbutt, like I've gone to nut
but the ball was gone and then
Got hit.
So he was late to the challenge.
I mean,
that's normally how a clash of heads happens, fam. Somebody will get to it first and the other person will head there because
so then the other person was late.
But then it's a clash of heads. It doesn't really get called a foul.
So if that was in like the centre circle,
it's a contact.
Does the ball get dropped and we carry on?
How many times have you seen a clash of heads and it's given as a foul and it's gone the other way? Or does the game stop because of a head injury because of a clash of heads?
No, but like,
it's accidental. It's a contact sport. Yeah, it happens, man.
Listen, the word accidental needs to stop being used, by the way, when we talk about this. It actually annoys me because no one intentionally tries to foul someone in the box.
But that's why it's accidental.
Yeah, my point
the point is no one ever fouls anyone intentionally for the most part.
Yeah, so my point is like the word
people do.
I said for the most part.
The word accidental as a word of defence is not, I'm not hearing that.
This guy studied law.
It doesn't matter, innit?
It's an accident. Bro, it's accidental.
It's written from the record.
Yeah, but if I'm dribbling and I do a step over and you clip me, you've accidentally fouled me, but you still fouled me.
Yeah, should we not give it as a foul because it's accidental now?
It's a clash of heads, bro. It's a contact sport.
See, and this is the point I was making, is that because those decisions are never really given, that's what the issue is with But I think Arsenal fans and generally maybe like pundits and stuff, you're saying it's not a pen. Yeah. It's that we don't see those given, so we're saying that's why it's not a foul. Yeah. But if generally speaking, if I was to introduce you to the game for the first time ever and you'd never watched football before, but I told you the rules, what would you have said? If you'd never watched football before, but I said, this is what happens.
That's a special circumstance, though.
Do you know what reminds me of? You know when there are corners taken and there's a lot of people grabbing?
The benefit of the doubt goes to the keeper.
And then they give a penalty, and you're like, what for? And you're watching it, like, but they do that every single week. But that action is still like, you would say that's penalty action.
Some weeks is given,
some weeks is not. Do you get what I'm saying?
That's a different action, man.
But what I'm saying is that, like, there are things that you are saying that are... A clash of heads happens all the time, and it's not that.
It doesn't actually happen all the time. It's quite rare.
No, but what I'm saying is, there are certain things, to Gaz's point, about black and white, you're thinking, okay, cool, he said it into him, that should be a foul to this one because he said it into him.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
The thing is, I'm not looking at it black and white.
But it is black and white.
Nah, it's not.
He's either headed into
him. So why
is
there a debate if it's black and white?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
but there is a debate because there's a lot of people that don't think it's a pen. It's people that... What are we talking? We got a pod. What are we podding about right now?
On the pod right here, who here thinks it's a pen? Just hand it up.
I don't know, bro. I'm still shook. I don't know what to say.
I said I'm shook. I'm shook.
You don't know.
I actually don't know.
Like, who there's two people.
Because if it happened to me, if it happened to Darwin Núñez, I'd claim it. But
do you think it's a pen to T?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, it's an Arsenal fan as well. T's an Arsenal fan.
That's interesting. So we got two for no pen, two for pen, and two on the fence.
Let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, for real. Is it a pen or not?
Do you not think it's a pen?
No, it's not a pen.
Yeah, he's an Arsenal fan. You think it's a pen?
Of course it's not a pen.
There you go. That's
it's given anyway. Obviously, João Pedro converts it.
Good pen.
Yeah, it was a good pen. He's a good player, by the way.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of good
pick up from Watford.
Yeah, he's got a little bit about him.
Jinky Majinky.
Yeah, I like him.
Right. Brazilian, isn't
it? Arsenal, man. Obviously, he still had, 30 minutes to still come back and get the winner. I liked, I know the set piece thing is like what your team's doing now, but that low one. Mm-mm.
It's a new team,
you see the low one. You might see the low one.
Nah.
Rash.
Yeah, that was.
It's a new team,
I like that. Yeah.
And the set piece coach.
Yeah, he's cooking. I can't lie. Basically, man, for the context, it was like one of those ones that's in like this half of the pitch, but it was like just over the halfway line, and then they could have like clipped it in high, but they've clipped it in low, and then Mourinho had a chance to convert. It was actually really
Mourinho
good.
Should have got a little bit. I heard
he's been so mid for you guys.
No, I like him. I actually like him.
A lot of Arsenal fans that I know are not having him.
Yeah,
I actually like him.
And they're on Odegaard as well. How do you lot on him now, man?
What's the weird? What's going on with that, man?
He's been shit recently.
Oh.
There's a lot of pressure on him, isn't it?
Like, he's been.
Yeah, but he's captain, isn't it?
Pressure, yeah.
He's been rushed. He's had injuries.
Yeah, that league.
What pressure?
He had pressure at Madrid as well, wasn't it? Didn't make it quite there, but fine
play. Not fair.
You got Bruno, you stink. He's had a lot of injury issue, well, not a lot, but he's had injury issues this year, he's just been off form. I think he's just been off form the last couple of games. It is what it is, man.
He hasn't got his dance.
People go through dips. His quality is his quality, but yeah, he's had a bad time of it lately,
Do you know what's crazy? There, I remember, was it last year or the year before? Then we were talking about him and De Bruyne.
He's cold though. Let's not disregard
his team.
He's cold.
But all I'm saying
is cold.
Fucking hell, one bad patch and you struck him out.
He's better than this version of KDB.
All I'm saying is that in the heat of battle, when they needed KDB, when man was missing him, they're like, ah, bruh.
Let me see.
I'm just saying, like, we're gonna compete because this and this. You want to compare the two?
I mean, Odegaard has never been better than KDB until like this version of KDB now.
He's washed.
He's older, isn't it? Injury's washed. So
yeah, that's my point.
Odegaard's only 26 though. He's only 26.
And he's been top two. He's been just turned 26. He's been top two, top three players for us.
He's quality. There's no dispute.
He's been good. What's he on about? What's he doing?
He deserves it. Oh. But all right, man. Obviously,
we lost control of that game when João Pedro scored the pen. Man, that's the only concern for me. And then going forward, we didn't really look like we had.
I mean, you don't.
Yeah, man, it's tough, man. It's tough.
Nah,
it's tough.
For real.
Obviously,
without your boy, come on, my dog. Without your boy, there's nothing. There's no juice.
Not anyone that we can rely on.
Is there anyone, man, you got your eyes on, Arsenal fans? Isaac,
bro. Who do they think they are, bro?
Yeah.
That's my point. They forget who they are. I can actually see
them bagging him. I can't
lie. No. You know why? Because he looks like an Arsenal player. But they're Saudi are not selling to these men. They're not doing that.
Arsenal need to sign Isaac, and the problem's solved.
Yeah, that's the guy. What about Osimhen? No.
Who?
Osimhen.
What about the guy?
Osimhen's a bit yo. I know he's my fellow Niger, but
also a question: is it a striker? You guys need
striker. Yeah, man. I don't know. You know, I don't know the technical side.
Is it like a striker? Striker?
Yeah, I think we need more. I think we need more.
You deserve it. Oh.
I think we, yeah, fam. I think we need a striker and a winger.
No, I hear you. Yeah,
we need a striker and a winger. Top winger as well. Not some.
Yeah, like, yeah, brother, come on, man.
Quick, yeah. I'm playing.
Jenny's for Rashford.
I'll take a Rashford, you know.
I hear the reasoning, and you know what? It's not even out of it. It's actually in line with what we're doing with some of the signings that we've had recently. Everyone from Gabriel Jesus to the City boys to the Chelsea boys, do you get what I'm saying? But I'm not on it personally. I think we need a striker. I think we need a striker and a top winger, man. That would be me being greedy. That'd be my mode.
I changed my mind. I want them to get him. You know why? I need the corrupt sucker.
I take him out to the club.
He's a child of God, fam.
Man, they walk with God. It's not happening, bro.
Yeah, for listen,
even
Rax is going to show him the bling for 1 week.
Brother, allow it, man.
When you see Bukayo in Eden, he'll be playing the trumpet in Eden. Then you'll know, bro.
All you need is a little bit of proximity.
You lot are bugging. My man's already in London. He's already here, fam. He's already in the heart of it.
But he needs a deviant.
Walk with God. You turn around, there's timber behind. In that's, Bible scripture, every Instagram
nice.
Post, fuck
that's
off,
that's
man.
That's my point.
Allow it.
There's a deviant next to his team.
Pull out the Bible and trust me.
Yeah. Saka's a good kid.
I think Arteta won with that.
He's too grounded.
Where's my son?
Exactly.
Support system strong.
Yeah, he's too grounded, man.
That's it. He's going to send him as a secret agent.
I didn't know he was a twin, Saka, you know? He's got a twin sister still. I didn't even know that.
That's news.
Yeah, he will end up in my dollars.
Where's my son?
My team. I think that's it. Let's go on.
One thing is, do you man think that, like, the title's done for you, man, now?
No.
You still think you get it?
I said no, yes. Simultaneously.
We could.
Come then.
No, I'm not saying you could. I'm saying you think you will.
We're coming,
we could still get it.
You preempted the pause there.
I'm not going to sit here. Like,
it was straight after I said.
He preempted the pause.
There's a 6-point gap. We're at the halfway point of the season. How can I sit here and say it's over?
I can say that
I don't feel like right now we're playing like champions or that we look like champions, but it's halfway through the season.
And you know, your star boy's hamstring's hanging off the cliff as well.
He's dead.
Literally, I mean, there's shredded. That. There's
looks
that.
Like the salt bait thing.
Yeah, man.
Like
Black Rock.
My pulls a bone like that, it just drops. Yeah.
There is that, but I remember.
The bone is mad. Sorry, I've seen top shoes. Go on, sorry.
0-1-0-2, we went into a crucial point of the season without Thierry Henry.
Is it a liar? Is
it the truth?
It's the truth.
It's the truth. We went into a crucial point of the season, 0-1-0-2, without Thierry Henry. We went on a tear. We won the league.
Listen, it could happen.
There's bigger gaps that have been overturned, fam.
And this is halfway point of the season.
The question is, are you guys going to stay up? After today's role, do you feel like you're staying up?
Yeah, we're staying up. Don't worry about it.
You end up in the championship.
We'll
have to do a different pod, fam. Might not invite you to this one, fam.
It's so funny. It's so funny because he was saying to me the other day, you know, remember when we had a discussion a few months ago and we were talking about the championship and he was like, I don't watch the championship.
Yeah, now you're gonna watch Millwall, Bristol
away,
City,
Burton away.
You get me, Watford, Plymouth, Argyle, firm.
I would have been there, man. Never.
Sheffield United and Wednesday. Hey, Sheffield Wednesday.
Champs a good league. Hey, Ben Doak is absolutely killing it, by the way.
But yeah, he looks a bit.
Ben Doak, he's Liverpool only at Middlesbrough.
I heard that Arsenal looking at
a bit of a firecracker in there.
Hey,
I heard that Arsenal looking at Junior Bellingham, firm.
Is it?
Yeah, he's making a.
They're top of the championship, Sunderland. They're top of the championship. They got some 17 Rigg or something, some 17 year old.
Yeah, United like him apparently.
I love it, man. All right, let's move on up to the other title challenges, I guess. Manchester City return with a 4-1 win, man. Are they back? Yes or no? Harden
no.
Has 16 goals, 2 goals in this game. Are City back?
I watched the game and I say no until they can get someone that at least deputises for that Rodri role. Because they're still just way
vulnerable.
Too... They're just still too open, like, defensively. Yeah. Like,
West Ham had some chances. Right?
West Ham had openings, like, within the first 15, 20 minutes.
That Kovacic one, innit?
Yeah, could, and Paqueta, I think, had one as well. I think Kovacic is just not good enough as a lone centre defensive midfielder.
Because
he's a number 8. He wants to dribble. He wants the ball carry.
Yeah,
so
he needs a partner.
So they need someone in there for sure, which I think they're going to look to do. I don't know who. And they're looking at the Lens centre-back as well, I think. Was it Renz? The red centre back.
Yeah.
One check. Of the two, but they're looking at one of the centre backs. You said he's one of your cousins.
Mad thing.
The centre back.
My brother, my cousin, my Ack.
My Aki.
We were discussing the other day. So you can't hate him.
I think he plays for Lons. He was in the Champions
League.
We beat them like 5-1.
I don't know his name, but
he's an athlete. That's what you said.
He's a what? Where his name? Where his name is? Yeah, you know what? You know what?
I put on my fan back.
He's lit. He's lit. Yeah, he's lit. He's lit.
But yeah, no.
That's a central C-bar, no?
Yeah. But Savinho was really good. Savinho was quite like he grew into the game. He's playing on the left more so now than on the right.
Yeah,
And he's being a bit more of like a traditional winger rather than the winger who cuts in and shoots.
Doing the gigs thing.
He whipped one crazy cross for Haaland. Oh, mud.
That was a great ball, wasn't
it? It's the wrong player. You talk about Omar.
That's what no, not Mamouche.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about him. Talk about someone else.
No, but I didn't mention that.
You're talking about Mamouche.
Yeah, I was like, yo, they get him.
Baller.
They were linked to him as well, yeah.
Mamouche is cold, though. Mamouche is cold.
That can't happen, by the way. We can't have that.
Yeah.
As a league, we have to stop that. Like, you might have to buy him. You might have to buy him. He can't go there.
Yeah, no, he's a good player. So, City man, we're still not convinced. Top four. Okay, here's the champions, man. Top four, yeah.
That's I don't know. I think they'll spend, though. And I think that might help. Yeah. Paper they some cracks.
There's a chance because they're 6 points off Arsenal.
We were saying this on the radio.
It's only 3 points between them and Chelsea, no?
They're 34. Their man are on 34 points. Yeah, Arsenal was second on 40 points. So there's only 6 points between second and sixth.
If Chelsea don't want to be serious, if the wear and tear of this season keeps beating Arsenal up, if City get back on their bike, they could all finish second. I don't think they could catch Liverpool, but they could all finish second.
I'm gonna echo what Gaz said. If they get a cover for DM, then they can do it. If they don't get a cover for DM, we'll see them fumble again.
I think even without that, because Arsenal, City, like Chelsea, sorry, they have their weaknesses. So I still think, even though like, okay, if they had that DM, that'd be like, okay, title challenging form. But I think the title's gone for them. I still think even now, it's presently conducted, even if they play games where they did against this West Ham one, where they play with a little bit more confidence, you see players like Savinho turn up just a little bit more. End of the season, they could all finish second.
I think importantly, like one thing, Haaland. There's been games where City have been open, but then Haaland has still missed really good chances. Or he's missed a pen. I think the Everton game he missed a pen, right?
Mm. Yes.
He's bagged like three in the last two. Foden scored. Savinho's finding form as well. So like, you never know, innit?
Yeah, a bit coming over the hill, innit? Confidence.
All you need is a couple of victories just to like.
Pep sitting at the top of that.
Yeah. Haaland download that new iOS.
Yeah, yeah. He opened up some dribble ISOs the other day. I was like, oh, my
Haaland? Is that you? All right, man. Let's go around the league. Chelsea 1, Crystal Palace 1. Or should I say Crystal Palace 1?
Hey, my boy, Jadon Sancho laid it down on the. Come on.
It was nice. Do you see that, kids?
That's my boy.
I know you saw that. Look at him smiling. He's looking at the Marseille score. Nasty you. You see what Sancho's doing? Back. You see him cooking?
They actually played well as well. Him and Neto were actually good.
I didn't watch the game, but on Twitter he was getting cooked.
Nah, he played well.
Did he play well?
They just cook him because if Chelsea don't win, they're going to say Sancho.
Cool to do, man.
He said I'm chronically on Twitter, innit?
If you don't play well, they're going to cook him. No, if Chelsea don't win.
Oh, yeah, they didn't win.
They didn't win, they drew. Yeah, they drew.
Good luck, Sancho. Yeah, good luck.
Cole Palmer gave the ball away for them, you know.
That doesn't matter.
To equalise 1-1 and through 3 points away. No, but title challenge.
I think they're just a young team, innit? They've got they're going through.
Don't newspeak.
What do you mean?
No.
We're above them.
You're always throwing shots. When will you win? When will you win?
I've got smoke for everyone.
Win. Win, man. Tata, bring it home.
All right, cool.
Oh, yeah, you're on our Tata.
Yeah. Like 20 years. How much longer do you wait?
Fam, Wenger. A lot of that is Wenger as well. 15 years. Three quarters of that is Wenger.
That's the best manager ever, man.
Arteta, though, yeah, man. He needs to bring it home still.
It's been 5 years now.
It needs a big
calm, man.
I'm going to quote Lee Gunner. What phase is he in?
I'm not doing Lee Gunner. I'm not talking about Lee Gunner.
What phase is he in?
Fuck off.
Lee Gunner.
I'm not doing Lee
Gunner.
What
phase is he in?
Fuck off. Honestly, I'm not doing Lee Gunner conversation on this pod.
Lee Gunner is the angriest man to ever live.
Not on it.
I don't know why he's so angry.
No, there's another guy, man. Oh, wait. It's him.
It's him, bro.
He's always at home.
He's
angry.
He's so miserable.
If you're not Arsenal winning, he's still mad.
He's so miserable, man.
Whenever someone's laughing, he's like, why is he laughing? Yeah, why is he laughing?
He's so miserable. It's funny.
Yeah, he's funny, but it's like, bro, like, why are you actually that angry, fam? Like, what? Go on.
But you know Luke Littler? You know Luke Littler?
Yeah, yeah.
Luke Littler, what is it? He won the Dark Championship, right? Yeah. My man tweeted, yo, what face is Luke Littler in?
Fucking hell, bro.
But yeah, Chelsea, young team, growing pains. I just think.
What do you think of Jackson? Jackson update, man.
Oh, yeah.
Played well.
Purple patch striker, man. Purple patch guy.
It sucks, man.
Can he?
Fugazi. No.
What tier? I can't remember what tier we put him in.
Three.
We put him maybe tier three. Can he go
as,
tier two?
As in strikers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's that sounds fine.
Yeah, Solanke's better than him. Tier three. Told you that already.
Do you know he might Solanke's be? Cordial. He might be the backup to whoever they need.
You think?
Yeah, I think he, in especially as he's young as well. Yeah, for sure.
Because I hear that Christian Nkunku is looking to.
Of course, he wants to cut, bro. He's second fiddle, number 10, playing Europa League in Iceland.
Not Europa.
Oh yeah, he conference.
Conference league, bro.
Conference.
Yeah,
it's a total cup.
Iceland and that. Traveling to the Baltics and that.
I'm gonna say that, you know that there's that one picture where the train goes round it.
Yeah, it's peak.
Yeah, that's what pictures he's playing at.
Playing at Saturday pitches, university.
What way it goes right past the stand? Yeah, the steam goes past the stand.
Yeah, man, can see what's going on.
University of Iceland. That's crazy.
But I mean, let's blitz through.
That's what it's pitch.
No, I'm capping.
That's what's one picture.
Let's blitz through the rest of these games, man. Tottenham, they're still going through it. Big Ange, mate. First time I've seen him rattled, by the way, in a presser. He was
the end is near, man.
I can't lie.
Dead man
walking. I hear him on the handball, bro.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, that.
You'd be frustrated. Yeah, yeah.
It's silly.
That was silly.
Like he's progressing the ball forward, and the ball's been stopped by his hand.
Yeah, yeah. And they gain an advantage straight away from it as well. So I'd get why he's kind of expert. But obviously,
hey, by the way, they booed his decision to take off the young boy Lucas Bergvall, who looked really good.
He was looking alright, and he was pissed on the side as well when the camera panned to him.
He's learning, he can't cough, I told you.
Fam, he was doing his thing.
Let me see when he came.
Postecoglou's a dead man walking, man. He's just lucky that Newcastle didn't
back
to him.
Bro, hour mark he pulled him off as well. I know he pulled on some of the people.
Madison, Basuma, Son.
So obviously he was putting on like big senior players, but still it looks like Bergvall was.
Yeah, the fans didn't like it.
They didn't like it. Do you think the fans are turning on him over there in North?
I feel I still think they'd be a bit silly too, but it seems like there's a bit of discontent there. So
Darren Bent makes a great point on this. Like, surely they've got to stick with someone. They got rid of Conte, they got rid of Mourinho, got rid of Poch, got rid of, I think that's the three, innit? Now, like, surely they've got to stick with.
But how many teams do you see in the league that have lost their number one goalie and their two centre-backs and continuously, like, bring Van de Ven back and he picks up another hammy They need to reinforce, especially in those. They got the young keeper who looks really good.
Yeah, he did look good.
They need some centre backs, man, yeah. and a CDM badly. Yeah.
I think though, even with like their first team, the problems that they have
not like this though
are the problems that they have in it.
Not to this extent though. There's
not
like,
to this extent.
I think they win more games. I think they win more games.
100.
I do agree with you though. I do agree. I get where you're coming from.
But yeah, the problems are still the problems, fam.
Problems are still the problems. It's all about Newcastle. Isaac obviously got another goal. Six in a row, I think. Seven in a row.
I had to draft him in.
Yeah, I think it's the first time a Newcastle striker's done
he's
that.
He's moving.
Can you shake your head? You approve? Yeah.
Moving.
Top baller.
How was his...
Thoughts on Gordon? Have you changed your mind on him?
Nope.
Okay.
He's a good player, though.
He's straight. Oh, so he's good. He's good.
I've been viewers on Gordon, you know. I don't know where he is. I don't know what.
Elias,
I'm with you.
He don't move me. He's a good player.
He turns up in big games, though.
He does.
He's a good player.
In big games, he turns up.
That was a great goal he scored as well. That was a great finish.
No, it was.
You don't want to hear it, it's no aura.
It's the dribble package.
It's called the aura.
The dribble package isn't jinky-me-jinky that, innit? That's why they're not moved by him. I get it.
Yeah.
He's got intermediate.
It's called a beautiful game, by the way. So my winger is not making it beautiful. I don't know that, innit?
He's got impact, though. I think like his big game record, I think, under the radar, goes a little bit unnoticed, man. He turns up and he produces something in big games.
He does, man.
He's a good player, man.
Good player.
He's got his nose broken. I hope he's not playing on Tuesday, for sure.
Newcastle, can they make Champions League, man? Can they make a return?
They're a booking team.
I think they'll have another bad phase.
I think they're
in this season.
They're in their fifth, right? They're in the race,
right,
bro.
Yeah.
I think maybe City might go above them, but if they can keep pace with Chelsea, and Botman's maybe it comes down to it. Maybe it comes. Botman did come back, by the way.
He went off
injured. I hope he's not playing on Tuesday as well, for sure. I think maybe City might finish above them at the end, but if they can stick close to Chelsea, and when them two play each other, do you know what I mean? It could be a big game. Could decide it, swing it either way.
Be a big. They got a chance. All right, man, to the Midlands. Aston Villa win 2-1 over Leicester. This is a bit of a Midlands derby, isn't it? Ross Barkley gets on the score sheet. Mavrididi gets on the score sheet. And Liam Bailey with a winning goal in a 76-minute.
Villa turned it around a little bit, man. They had a couple bad games. I was like, And then they started winning a couple games. Like, all right, cool, I'll allow you for a bit.
I know you Arsenal fans are happy whenever he has a funny patch.
100%.
Was that Aston Villa?
Why is he going to hate him?
Because they don't like the fact he's getting praised for being a good manager.
Like Emery.
That is?
Yeah.
No way. Why?
Yeah, because he's a big fish in a small pond.
They want to prove him a Fugazi.
At a club like Arsenal, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. At a club like PSG, I don't think he really did what he was supposed to do.
PSG did what they were supposed to do?
I mean, that's a poison chalice in itself. It's probably like Man United, but still, it's a. For me, that counts as a big club, and he didn't really perform, or he wasn't really like. He didn't really. Not even perform because he's not a player, but he didn't get the results.
Yeah, for sure. The Champions League, I mean, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No. So you think he's tier two, yeah? He's not like a top tier.
I think that's a fair grading for him, actually, though. Mm. Tier two, yeah.
Because
you
think you deep the club Sevilla, Villarreal,
Arsenal.
Oh, sorry. If it looks good, kill.
It was a good one. He cooked.
It was class. But so he's a tier two guy. You don't think he can do the top stuff?
They fed Arsenal, isn't it? So yeah.
Well, obviously, he's taken Villa into the Champions League.
He's a big fish in a small pond, man. He got lucky last year because a lot of men were just doing nonsense.
Lucky.
Villa current
United,
eighth.
Tottenham, like they were just there and they were good, they were consistent, but there was a lot of men that
didn't Chelsea, beat you
even,
as well.
Even Chelsea. I'm not talking about one game, bro. I'm talking about the whole season. I'm not talking about one game, bro.
Ollie Watkins and Chips the keeper.
I'm not talking about one game.
Pivotal game.
Oh shit, that was like a title decider.
I was in the room with him.
I also remember I'm looking at Ollie Watkins going, swear that one, you could do that. Yeah.
I lie, yes.
Like, where'd you pull that from, fam?
John Duran, innit? Yeah. Putting pressure on, man.
He's one of those. Watkins is one of those weird strikers. He's like a one in three, one in four.
Yeah, because that
is it Cavani-ish?
Yeah, don't do that.
I get what you mean.
See, he got what I mean. You're like, I gotta go wait to whatever.
Stuff full up.
He's not saying it's like they're similar levels. It's just that
they need within four chances.
They require a lot of chances to score, but they'll get a lot of chances because their movements they're both really good.
I think Cavani's movement's another.
Obviously,
level.
It's elite.
It's elite. You know what, Cavani? When I think about movement. Over the last couple of years, I couldn't name you like three or four players that were better than that movement.
What?
Even PSG Cavani was decent as well.
Yeah. Isn't he not the top scorer?
Probably. What? Maybe.
For PSG?
Yeah, all-time top scorer. Is it?
He's up there.
No, he's their all-time top scorer.
Probably Mbappe now.
What about Zlatan?
Probably
Zlatan's
Mbappe. Probably Mbappe.
But yeah, well, my point being is that in the last decade and a half, probably struggled to name three players that have better movement than he does.
Yeah, facts. Yeah, there's no contest. But Watkins a good player, but I think Duran's coming to take his chain, which is peak.
How disrespectful, by the way. Top scorer for PSG, bro. It's the boy, fam. Come on.
Mbappe, I said Mbappe, fam.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Come on, fam.
Bro, man's got 256.
How many has he got?
200.
Bro,
fam is killy. The man, they were like 24 when he broke that, bro.
Yeah, so it goes like this. Killing Mbappe.
That's decent, though.
256 goals. Who's next? Cavani, Neymar. 200.
Oh. Cavani was at one point, though.
Who is underneath Cavani?
Neymar.
Zlatan.
156
Where's
goals.
Where's Pauleta?
Oh, God. Good knowledge, man. Good knowledge.
He had a great celebration.
Who is under Ibrahimovic?
Junior.
The boy, Neymar. 118 goals in 173 games, by the way.
Whoa.
He's cold, man.
I'll go against,
I miss Neymar, you know.
I'm going to go against what Henry said, and I still think that's the best player to ever play for PSG.
What, Neymar?
Yeah.
It might be, you know. But, and then Pauleta with 109 goals.
Baller.
Yeah, absolute
striker.
Baller. But all right, man, and back to the Premier League. Don't know what I was doing there. Let's go. Where are we going next? Bournemouth 1, Everton 0. Calling it now.
Areola, man.
We are replacing Everton. Ipswich are replacing Everton.
Oh, yeah.
We're staying up.
Inshallah.
And we're taking Everton.
All right, I hear.
That new stadium's going to be in the Champo, fam.
I need that Brandweight discount.
Shout out Bournemouth, though. They're Bournemouth are a team still.
Yeah,
that manager's good, man.
Hey, that centre back.
He's lit. The chill guy is cold.
His passing is so crisp.
His passing
is so crisp.
All right, man. If we're looking at like a bargain bin sale from Everton, who are we taking?
Oh,
Ndiaye.
Braithwaite is number one.
Man, I'm going.
Anyone take Dwight McNeil as a squad player? Anyone?
Dwight McNeil.
Just throw that out there.
Wherever Sean Dyche goes next, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's John Dyche's signing. Yeah, that's not our signing.
Take
Dwight
with me wherever
I go. He's a quality player.
I'm taking Dwight with me.
That's his
crunch. Did you see he got questioned about Neil Mopay's tweet?
Ooh.
He was like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, is that what he said?
He's like, I've got bigger things to worry about.
Other thing what he said? He said, if you look at the run, if we got a couple of wins, it would have been a good run. A better man of quote tweeting it. Was it if my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike.
Oh, yeah.
I said, if we got a couple of wins in that run, we would have been good. But fam, you didn't, my dog.
Oh, Mopay just scored, by the way.
Did he?
Yeah. Jeez.
For who? Who's he play for now? Marseille.
Marseille. Yeah.
Why are you watching that game for?
We know why. We know why.
No, you better know why.
Was it that guy?
He should not be watching that game.
Yeah. Friend, you already know that I'm going to.
You're such a rogue, man. I'm not even going to hot you up on the thing, man.
Yeah, fam. All right, Southampton 0, Brentford 5. Southampton, Jadan, love. Jadan. Ching Chang Walla, fam.
From them, Dibbling.
Give me Dibbling. Give me Dibby. I also like
him. How much?
New manager struggling.
Yeah. How much?
40.
He's got, no, because he's still like, he's on his last contract, isn't it? It's like his last year.
Yeah, so how much?
So yeah, 20.
That's it, 20. You guys make up the prices. Let me see how much his contract
I think they're looking at like a 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay. 30, I'll go up to 30, yeah.
Man, yeah, well, no, apparently he has a contract till 2027, so.
The first time I watched him play was against United when we just about beat them, but he
and he cooked Dallow.
Golly.
I seen him against us too. I was like, who is that, bro?
18 years old, bro.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that ute trim, that ute white boy trim.
Yeah, he went to Chelsea and he didn't like it, so he went back to Southampton.
I like that the other guy that have in midfield as well, Fernandes. I like him still. But it's nice to see that Aaron Ramsdale was getting cooked as well. Something I don't like about Aaron Ramsdale. I don't know why. Damn. I'm just saying it.
It's not my guy anymore, unfortunately.
Did you not sell him?
Yeah, 30 more.
Yeah, he's going to have to find another transfer.
Fam. He's going down again. That's a third relegation on his resume, isn't it?
Man, I'm looking at Brentford.
What happened to him, man?
Nothing happened to him. He's just who he is, man.
Yeah, man.
Trust them to know themselves. Is that what DMX said? Trust a snake to bite you. Trust Ramsdale to be a bad keeper. But anyway, Brian and Bromo scored 2. Whistle with another goal. Mandem, is this a modern-day Barclaysman combination?
Two-man step.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Whistle and Bwemo.
Make sure Mbwemo's in your fantasy.
Sharing the goals. Like,
point. Pew, 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 pew.
Because Tony thought he deserved it all. But
he thought he deserved it all.
Mbwemo and Whistle were like,
I can do this, bro.
Whistle equaled his record, didn't he? He's now Brentford's joint all-time top
man like Omar.
Man like Omar. You thought about going for it, didn't you? And then you went for it. I'm dropping this joke right now.
That's the right time. What was he smiling for time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
and anyway, you know what? I deserve it.
Wait for my moment.
He's in Brentford. I had it loaded up.
That's so funny. You're not a fucking idiot,
man. Oh man, that is hilarious. But big up them, man. And then obviously, man, let's end with Ipswich versus Fulham. West London versus.
Oi, great game, fam.
Yeah, great game, man.
Desmond and a half, man.
Bro, we've got
shout word to that.
We've got son. We've got some spirit in us, man. It's a shame that we didn't win this game because if we did win this
game. We're winning and then we concede to lose or concede to draw.
Penn was in a 95th.
That's such a thing,
well.
Though, for like up and coming teams that have just come into the league where like they play good and they're like, oh, they lost because they blew the game out.
I was expecting more from Fulham.
I hear you.
I was expecting more from Fulham. I said maybe it might be 3-1 today. I kind of underestimated. Ipswich and McKenna's. I don't know about 4-5. You're guy, taking
bro.
A piss.
Hey, of course, the Ravens, bro.
The first time I came on the pod, I said Kieran McKenna. I wanted him. Yeah, obviously, it probably makes better sense for him to have not come United when you look at the squad of players that we have, and but probably better for him to develop at Ipswich where he's working with the players that he's worked with for a few years, and he's kind of become accustomed with the Premier League as a manager. But bro, he's a really good coach.
I'm impressed with him.
They were kicking ball, man, and they got a good front line. Like in terms of Smodix and Delap, like them lot know how to.
Really
yeah, they got eye for goal, both of them too. So
no
I rate Smodix as well, man. So
and just a quick if
good little
cares.
Team. They got heart, man.
Yeah, Ipswich, we just signed Ben Godfrey as well on a 6-month loan deal.
You don't want Ben Doak?
Yeah, I heard we do want Ben.
Made a bid.
Well.
Left Davis had a bit of a stinker today, though.
He did, but he has got a wonder of a left foot, but he did have a...
Got away with it with a 2-2, but yeah, he had a bit of a stinker today, man.
Yeah, he did. All right, man. Well, Ipswich are currently... 18th. Joint points with Wolves, only 1 point from Everton. And then Crystal Palace have got a little bit of a gap on us.
That's why dropping those 2 points in that winning situation, otherwise you would have been, what, like 16th? It would have looked a bit kind of, it would have looked nice, innit?
Nice.
Is he going to do it? Do you think he's going to stay up?
Jengi, we're staying up.
You know what? I said it.
We deserve it all!
I've been saying they're going down, but they got a chance. They got heart still.
One blue team for another. We're swapping Everton. Everton or Wolves. Wolves, Chris, they used to wear Doritos in their
time. Maybe even Leicester.
Leicester are defo down.
Leicester in the bottom three, yeah?
They're 19th.
Man could do the maths.
I rate El Canoe still.
Baller.
Southampton.
Baller. Yeah, good.
Bro, Leicester are 19th from 14 points.
I can't lie, I wouldn't have brought in Rude. I would not have done
that. Yeah, that was a bit of a mad one.
They're on 19th from 14 points. Ipswich are 18th on 16 points. Southampton are 20th on
6 points.
Yeah. Oh, you deep come on, Leicester got
minus 32 goal difference.
By Rude twice, isn't it? That's like childish. 6 days. So they were like, so this guy, yeah, he's available. Wait, no more.
He's dead.
Six.
Trust me.
Six.
You will end up in the championship. Well, they actually are going to end up in the championship.
Six.
But all right, man, that is the first half of the Bench Podcast. Charles, the Quizmaster, has got some games for us coming up now, and we're going to discuss the Carabao Cup. So make sure you stick with us, baby. Let's go.
Benched, a 14 HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Fellas, this game is called Call Your Bluff. Basically, I choose a particular topic and you all go in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Name or quantify how much of said particular topic you can name.
Mm-hmm.
We all go around. If you think that somebody is bluffing, once we pick the numbers, you call you're their bluffing. Bluff. That person names however many of that topic they can name in 1 minute.
We need like a ref though to VAR.
I'm the ref. I got the timer. I got the timer and I got the answers as well. You got 1 minute on the clock, guys. How many
big
players?
Big energy.
How many players in the Premier League for each Premier League club that wear the number 7 shirt this right now? Can you name?
Can I go first?
Oh. Kids are saying 4.
I'm saying 5.
Cap.
Ooh, hey.
All right, Bob.
He said it.
You got 1 minute. How many Premier League number right sevens now can you name?
Yes.
Your time starts now. You got 1 minute.
Mason Mount, Luis Diaz, Dwight McNeil. Brian Mbeumo. Don't think that's one.
I'm sure he's like number 10.
Joe Linton. No, that's definitely not one.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah,
got one more.
He is.
You got one more. You got 40 seconds. Got bare time.
40 seconds. Just 40 seconds. Tranquilo. Yeah, just sit back. Just relax.
Guys, suck off.
I was going to say, what's that?
Oh, energy. Energy. Ratatatata.
That's a nine-mil melody.
Remember, man, them. There's 20 Premier League teams. Man said 5.
Jordan was a guest.
That one's saved.
Well played, man. Some others you could have gone with. Nico Williams, Pedro Neto, John McGinn, Jimenez, Solly March.
Aram.
I was thinking of Neto.
Essentio Somerville, Ishmael Sarr.
Somerville.
Joe Aribo from Southampton.
There's some rogue number sevens these days. I thought they were like superstars.
Okay, boom. So we're going to do that again. Yeah, that was round one. We're going to do it again, yeah? We're going to go with number 10s. How many players in the Premier League wearing the number 10 top can you name?
5.
Bobby, you start.
Oh, shit.
3.
3.
I'll start lowering it.
There's 20 clubs, by the way, man. 3. And you got a minute. So 3, go on then.
5.
6.
Bravo. Ooh.
My what, are we just skipping Gaz? Kids, relax, man. Flipping hell, boys.
6.
Cap. What Cap. Can you say the same number?
He's with Alan first.
You call Cap, yeah?
Yeah, call Cap.
All right, cool.
Damn.
There's 20. You like,
bro, 10 is...
A bit childish, lads.
Say no more. Let me reset the clock. Let me reset the clock, Gaz.
Who's number 10 for Leicester?
Premier League number 10s, Gaz.
Right.
You got 6. Your time starts now.
Martin Odegaard.
Nope.
Ooh.
Damn. Oh, no, he's 8. Yeah. And Nkunku's 10.
How did you get that?
Oh, time is ticking, bro.
He's playing.
And you're struggling.
okay. Anthony Gordon.
Yep.
Who's Liverpool's 10?
You got to think, man.
Oh.
20 seconds.
Who the fuck is Liverpool's 10?
Genuinely think about it. Think deep.
Sabozlak?
No, go next, guys. Go next, go.
Think.
Go see.
Who's defeated? Number City's 10. Who's their 10?
They're deep with the
10. I let him, man, chatting bears, bro.
City's number 10.
40 seconds.
It's not Jack. It's Jack Grealish.
Yep.
Yeah.
What other clubs are there? Villa's 10. Who is there?
That's a myth.
10 seconds.
Who else is there? Bournemouth. No clue. Who's United? I don't... It's not Hoyland. He's 9. Who's United's 10?
Time.
Rashford.
Let me go through some of the tens. You got Jack Grealish, Alexis McAllister. You got Gibbs White,
Rashford,
Madison, Eze, Mbeumo, Paqueta, Tom Kearney for Fulham, Ryan Christie, Connor Chaplin, Cunha, Ndiaye, Buendia, Enciso, Mavididi, and
Mavidi's
Adam
there,
Lallana.
Is it?
Where's
he even playing? Southampton.
Where is he?
Lallana, Southampton, yeah, yeah.
I can't lie. I can't lie. The value of those numbers is...
So there's 20... There's
plummeted. That's like the seven, though.
There's,
so
20, there's 20 Premier League clubs. There were 19 tens. Arsenal were the only team that don't have a 10 because it was Smith-Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, no.
That's like
I think I might have done better with that like a few years ago, but the value of those...
Who the fuck is that guy? All right, then. We got two more, lads. I'm going to go with...
Say number threes.
Number nines. How many players in the Premier League with a number nine shirt, not position, shirt, can you name in the league? Bob, we'll start with you, fam.
I'm going to say five. Off the
no, board. Gaz, sorry. Gaz, we'll start with you because you was the one that had
seven.
Seven.
Ooh, fucking
seven up. Number nines.
Eight.
Oh, shit.
Eight number nines.
Eight over there. I got nine.
Nine number Cap. Nines.
Mine gives it.
We have called Cat. Bobby. You have 1 minute on the clock. How many Premier League number nines, not position,
yes,
shirt, can you name? Number nines, your time starts 3-2-1 now.
Darwin Nunez.
Yep.
Rasmus Højlund. Erling Haaland. Is that three?
Three.
Oh, okay. Chris Wood.
Good start.
No.
Liam Delap. Raul Jimenez.
Scramble.
No.
Oh shit.
He's throwing it all out. Yeah,
yeah. Nicholas Jackson. No.
No.
He's at 19, I think. Like, wait,
he's left for Chelsea. Bro, I don't even know who.
Oh, might be in Kunku. Huijsen.
No.
Bro, man, bro. West Ham. West Ham 9, bro.
40 Fulker. Seconds.
No. Miguel Antonio.
Yep.
Hey! Conferring, blood!
Come on, Jesus!
10 seconds, yep. Five, you got four more.
I didn't get no conferring, bruv.
I was hoping.
You know what's shouting at me, bruv?
Time! Time!
You were shouting at me.
Time! Yeah, you man are cheating too much talking to the guy while he's trying to think. Yeah, Darwin Nunez, yeah, Gabriel Jesus, Taiwo Awoniyi, Callum Wilson, Erling Haaland, Evan Nilsson, John Duran, Muniz, Evan Ferguson. No, not Evan Ferguson, João Pedro, sorry. Richarlison, Højlund, Antonio.
Oh, I said Højlund.
Yeah.
Miguel, yeah.
Nketiah.
Eddie.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Morgan Strand-Larsen, Jamie Vardy.
Is Morgan Strand-Larsen the Wolves guy?
Yep.
I was thinking of the Wolves guy. I just couldn't remember
Jamie
his name.
Vardy.
Adam Armstrong. I don't deserve it. Oh.
All right, lads.
Jarring.
Bobby, you start. This is the last one. Number 11s.
11?
Number 11
forget
top.
Forget that.
Do you know what, yeah? You lot say, well... Number 11s. Go on, Bob. When I read out the names at the end.
One.
Hey, bravo.
Yeah,
bravo,
no.
Bravo. That's very... That's a
make
very
it interesting, one. Boys. Let's make it interesting. Go on. Bob's, two. Bob's on one. Two.
Yeah, I got two. Got two. Can I get a free?
Hey, Cap.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Can I get a free?
Two.
Empty.
He deserves it.
Unbelievable.
I don't think I even know one.
Unbelievable.
I've got one for sure.
I might know one. Oh, my day.
Okay. Number 11s.
It's getting red.
It's getting red. Kiz, 1 minute on the clock. Your time starts now.
Two.
Martinelli?
Martinelli.
That's what I know.
Good start.
Martinelli.
Think of that guy at Real Madrid. What's that name?
Hey, the colour of your skin.
Don't stop talking to him, lads. Oh, 50 seconds.
Neymar's number 11.
Hey, tranquilo. Take a deep breath. Hey, you got so much time. Yeah, you don't have to take a touch. Just take a touch.
Zerski?
Take a touch. Huh?
Xerxes.
Yeah, he's right.
Done.
He needs a better two.
Shake my head.
You have to better two.
No, I don't. I said two.
That's true. He does have to
shake my head now. Shake my head. Yeah.
All right, boys. That was pathetic. Two.
Name the rest of
them.
Yeah, we were shook.
Mohamed Salah. Running down the wing.
Martinelli.
Chris Wood. Noni Madueke. Harvey Barnes. Jeremy Doku. Ouattara. Oliver Watkins, Adama Traore, Adingra, Wissa, Xerxes, Fulkrug, Jack Harrison, Hwang Hee Chang, El Canoes, It's
easy to read with conviction when it's
Do one for me.
We did the same for you, but
wait. Where'd you find the shirt numbers?
Yeah, where'd you find the shirt numbers?
Bro,
bro?
I was doing it manually, fam.
Classroom.
Come on, man. Man, put the time in, fam.
All right, man. That was
23 seconds. Kids wins. That was the fastest time.
Yeah, that's right. But that's a two.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Let's look ahead to the Carabao Cup. Obviously, Liverpool take on. Who do we take on? Tottenham. We're playing.
I don't know who he takes on.
Yeah, bro. I'm still rattled from today. Man, honestly, I know we're away from home. Judging by the team we put out against Southampton, we might play a weakened team here. What do you think? How do you think Tottenham are probably going to go strong, right? Because they. Well, Ange needs to bloody win this.
Out of the four, I say Arsenal and Liverpool are probably going to make the most rotations.
Yeah.
Newcastle and Tottenham, because there's a chance to win the trophy, are most likely to go strong.
Yeah. What, do we think Tottenham can get past us?
No.
Nah, they'll do something. That'll
too many. Just their defence. Like they're still playing Archie Gray and Dragerson. Dragerson's barely a footballer. So.
Jed Spence left back.
Dragerson's barely a footballer.
That's Vooge, innit?
That's a Vooge.
They got a lighty in goal now.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, thought he played.
He did alright the other day.
He played well.
He did alright.
Claiming all his crosses, bro. I was like, oh, you'd be playing Forster all this time. Fair enough.
Big him up. I reckon. Do you reckon Trent's gonna start on?
Yeah, of course.
Against?
Yeah.
I think he might start Bradley.
Bradley.
Hey, but
saying you off Trent already, Bob.
Bradley's a good player, man. No, I'm joking.
Bradley's a class
good
player. Even the first time he came on against that, I can't remember who he tried
Garnacho.
To.
Garnacho.
Yeah, and fucking
smashed
it,
him.
Gave someone like, a
chop.
The chop
Nizzi as well. Chop someone and when he went down the line.
Yeah,
nasty
that Bruno,
business.
That's
Conor Bradley saying, "Look, I'm fucking here, man. I'm here. It's up Northern Ireland." But let's talk about Newcastle Arsenal, man. Do you think Newcastle Arsenal half hard away game?
50-50, you know.
Damn.
Genuinely think it's 50-50.
Like, damn.
The form that Newcastle are in Newcastle right now is kind of concerning me. I think it's 6 wins on the bounce for them, so it's kind of concerning.
My man's on form, striker.
We've lost to them already this year.
Oh, like, yeah, true.
Normally, we have problems with their midfield. So
hey, yeah, Darlington's not playing our best.
We're not playing our best at the minute, so I feel
Saka.
Like... Yeah, no Saka, obviously, yeah. But so I feel like the first leg, I feel like it's either a win or a draw for Arsenal. Yeah. And obviously, a draw is not really a great result because the second leg is up there in Newcastle the next week. So yeah, I feel like in terms of who's going to go through the tie, the game, I'm not too sure. It could be a draw, it could be we win like marginally, like a 2-1 or something like that. But who's going to go through the tie? Liverpool, I feel like Tottenham. It's certainly Liverpool. Sorry to any Tottenham fans out there, but I feel like it's certainly Liverpool getting to the final. And the other semis, I feel like it's 50-50 between Arsenal and Newcastle. Yeah.
We're the new city, man. The League Cup.
I think we'll be a Liverpool Arsenal fan though.
Yeah. I think that only ends one way.
What?
Which way do you think that's going?
Only up to
you, though, isn't it? Arsenal
gonna win, bro.
Well, you said I think
only
ends one way. Which way? You don't want to say?
Kizza hasn't been great with a lot of his shouts. I'm happy for him to get the shout off. Go on,
man.
Liverpool.
Okay, cool.
Class, thank you, bro.
Did you see what Roy Keane said?
Tranmere Rovers.
Said Tranmere Rovers for Trent after that performance.
Oh my god. He's been leaning around Madrid. That's crazy. More like Tranmere Rovers after that performance. But I just want to say, man, and this is not me making a mockery of it, Arsenal, yeah, would this be a good one to get in the bank for Arteta, though? Just to say he got another one in the bank.
I lie.
Like, I know it's going to be like, we might rotate, obviously, Liverpool, because we've got bigger fish to fry, but would it be a good one for Arteta to get in the bank? Like, that's a
general question. I think it would be good because, you know, obviously it's not the biggest trophy, but it's a winning habit, and you want this team to develop a winning habit.
It's been 4 years.
I'm just concerned about, because I think typically a lot of teams that maybe win the League Cup might switch off towards that, like for the rest of the season, or go off the boil a little bit for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I remember there's times where Liverpool have been going for all four trophies and you've got the League Cup as a start, and then like at some point, for some reason, the intensity in your team from then to the end of the season drops just a little level, and then maybe you don't get the bigger trophies that you want, the leagues, the Champions Leagues that you really want, that are our targets at the start of the season, innit? So there's that kind of thing you have to juggle.
I don't think that correlated.
Happened with them last year.
I don't think they fell off just because they won the League Cup.
I'm not saying it's purely because of that, but I'm saying from that, because you've won something for some reason, and like it's not just Liverpool that are the only, that there's plenty of examples if you go back through history that you've seen. Team that wins the League Cup. It happened with you guys a couple of years ago. You guys won that, and then your intensity just dropped a little bit from there to the. But you were in a title race at that. Do you know what I mean? It could have been better. It could have ended better. It could have ended better, is what I'm saying. So
I think that's contextual, though. I think to the team and the objective and stuff.
Of course, but I do think it does typically happen that players do switch off just a little bit from 100 to 95. Just because you've got something in the bank already and it's a title that gets handed out in February, there's still 3-4 months to play and there's still bigger trophies that we want. But on the other hand, this is where I say it's a juggle. It's good to get a trophy because it develops a winning habit and that's what you want in the team.
What do you think, Jengi? T? Would you claim this league?
I just said Jengi and then just went to T straight away.
I'm asking you both.
That's
it,
go, man.
No,
I don't want it anymore.
I said, do you want it?
Go,
I want it.
No, you can say it. No.
No? You don't want a League Cup? T does not want a League Cup.
So you do want a League Cup.
But don't you want silverware?
Isn't it? Something, bro.
I needed two heavy titles. None of those are the title that I want. So.
I mean,
like, do you think you can afford to be like picking and choosing what titles you win based upon recent success?
I feel like had he recruited the way that he was supposed to, we'd be having a completely different conversation.
But that is another completely different conversation in of itself, which I like. I like that.
I do want to say, though, you are a club that's never won the Champions League before. To demand that of your manager is a bit excessive. It's not in your history. It's
very,
in your club,
very, very
to,
true.
To even demand that is
I
a bit mad.
Wenger never won one.
The Prem, I get that.
I said two. One of those.
So FA Cup is a big enough... Is big enough for you?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I said FA Cup context.
But the two that he's talking about are the league and the Champions League.
All right, cool. I'm an Arsenal hater, right, yeah? But I don't think you can judge Arteta on the Champions League because that's not your... You man don't... That's not your thing, innit?
I don't like the way you're saying that, but then bring
you can you cannot like what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is true.
So bring me the Premier League this season.
So yeah, but... Yeah, well, okay. There it is, then, innit? Fairs.
Arsenal are one of the best teams in Europe, so they do have the right to challenge, I guess.
Well, they've been the best team in Europe for how many years throughout their period?
No, always the best team wins, man.
We've never been the best team, and that's a false statement. Right?
You said
one of them. You said the...
You're not the best team right now, so my whole point is you're one of the best teams in Europe.
I'm just saying what you said is wrong, innit?
But what I said is one of...
You said the...
I didn't say that. I said one of the best.
I'm going to listen back.
You can listen back.
Definitely the Premier Champions League.
You got bigger fish to fry, yeah?
Yeah, man. But I ain't trying to get no Carabao.
I think...
Carabao, a drink.
Do you know what? I think there's a bit of arrogance that you, man, haven't earned yet that you're pushing right now.
I can't. You managed to worry about not going to Champions
League. That's fine. You can spin
it back.
You can spin it back all you want.
You might be playing next season.
Every year, you might move like this and you end with nothing and it's, maybe we should have banked. We should have banked this. Listen, right now you have a chance to touch a final and win. That should be your goal.
I always I'm going to sound like a typical United fan, but I do think there's important context here. I remember when United, we had like the period where I think Beckham left, Ruud van Nistelrooy left, right? And it was like Rooney, Ronaldo, they were all quite young and their first trophy they won was the League Cup. Yeah. And I think just a taste of silverware.
That was FA Cup that Millwall won, by the way, kids.
That was at 2003, yeah. After that, we didn't win much. We lost to Arsenal in the FA Cup in 2004, 2005, I think.
That iconic picture of them, man.
And then since then, we didn't win anything. The first thing we won with Fergie and that Rooney, Ronaldo team was the League Cup. And then from there, it snowballed into the Prem, the FA Cup, the Champions League. I think winning habit, you can never knock it, man.
It's true.
Never. But and Pep used to take the Carabao Cup. After the first season, he took the Carabao Cup quite seriously.
Yeah, so I don't know why Arteta don't take it seriously. He's part of the game,
it's a different objective for clubs.
I don't think it's about not taking it seriously. We're in the semis right now.
Yeah. I know.
He's a wind-up.
He chose to ignore it.
We're in the semis, bro. What's he talking about?
And right before the game, he's put out the cones. He's like, oh, that Josh Coffey's nice.
wait, who are you talking about?
Arteta. I said that Arteta.
Oh, man, so back in the day.
He's put out the cones before the game.
If he doesn't win anything this season, do we start looking a bit funny?
Yeah, no, we have to.
How can you not? Because it'll be going on 5 years.
I mean, he has won something. I'm just saying, like...
But does that count?
Of course it counts,
bro. What I mean by that, because he won that
by... Does Tuchel's Champions League count?
No, let me tell you why. He won that by not doing his principles. You know what I'm saying? He came in and just thought, rah, this team isn't good enough. No, we don't have to listen to. He said that this team's not good enough to play the way I want to play. So he went five at the back just to shore it up and then, like...
But he managed that team to win it, though. But he recognised the problem, fixed it, and won the trophy.
I think that shows good management, if anything.
No, but my point being is, now he's playing his ball, it's like, you know, Trophy was kind of empty, innit?
Well, I mean, would you rather them play that way and win a League Cup, or would you rather them be where they're at now? Who deserves it? Oh,
that's true.
That's the question. That's the real question. We deserve it. Oh, all right, guys. Another classic episode of the Bench Podcast, man. Thank you for watching. If you're listening on the DSPs, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Deezer, I don't even know if Deezer is a thing anymore. Please like, share, download. Give us a good rating, man. We really do appreciate it. Have an all-star lineup. All-star lineup, man. We say new year, new habits.
Yeah, we deserve it all.
Really? Exactly, we deserve it all.
See that picture of that woman that always is always doing that stepping thing?
Yeah, with the bag on it.
She's got eyes in that picture in a minute. I think she's done that, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
I think at least once a month we should do a full lineup.
Yeah, for real. It should be an all-star thing. But all right, guys, if you're watching on YouTube, we shall be back. So make sure you like, share, subscribe. Please keep enjoying the podcast. We'll be here same place, same time next week, baby. Let's go!
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.